T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are happy today.
Well, yeah, we're in a good mood because it's Mayor Monday, brought to you by the good folks at Berterra Subaru. And today, we focus on the fabulous town of Vernon. We welcome in their mayor, Daniel A. Champagne, and their town administrator, Michael Porcaro. Mr. Mayor, Mr. Porcaro, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Morning, Ray. Very good. Good morning.
We're here. Got Joe here, and it's Ray, and yeah, we're talking to our two friends here, so it's kind of four guys here on the radio, which is kind of cool. Vernon has been, I didn't know this, but Joe's doing a little research on this, and it turns out, were you once part of Bolton?
A long time ago, yes, we were, the early 1800s.
I wasn't there for that. So
yeah, we just missed that by a couple of years.
Just barely.
We barely missed that. Mayor, what is it about Vernon that makes it unique to North Central Connecticut?
Ryan's Deli.
Ryan's Deli. Everybody always asks for that. Well, you know what? I think everything makes Vernon unique, from our walking trails to our proximity to I-84 to Hartford, to our businesses, our park system. You know, we got a couple beaches, and I could just go on and on of what we have here.
Wow. You know, I guess the thing is, and of course, you got Tri-Town Plaza, some pretty good shopping there. I don't know if this company's in there. There's this ticket selling business, I think. I think they may be more to the west of you. But no, I mean, do you have businesses? What are your major businesses, if there are? Is it kind of a bedroom community?
Well, we have Rockville General Hospital, which is a big employer for the town of Vernon. We have several retail, actually quite a bit of retail.
Yeah.
With the Tri-City Plaza, the Kmart Plaza, all along the Route 84 and Route 30 corridor.
Yeah.
We have many different restaurants with a different array of food types. So we have quite an extensive list, I guess you could say.
Mike, what's the difference in what you do and what the mayor does?
Good morning, Ray. First of all, if you do go to 93.7, that will become my new favorite radio station. So, what the difference is, quite simply, is the mayor sets the vision and provides us with his goals for the year in partnership with the town council. And my job is to execute that and work with our various department heads, make sure that we're managing our operations to the utmost efficiency, and making sure that our taxpayers, which the mayor and I look at as basically like shareholders in a private company, are getting the most value and return on their tax dollars.
Should we talk about the Rockville Rocket?
Oh, Gene Pitney.
Town without pity. He wrote it about Vernon, actually. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. No, but that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, think about that. The guy was an international star. They loved him in Britain, too.
Yep. We actually have a lot of visitors who come from Great Britain to this area of town up into the Rockville section, and we do have a small little memorial for him up in the town hall.
What's the population there now, Mayor?
It's just about 29,000.
That makes you one of the bigger towns in the state, I would think, right?
Well, we are the metropolis of Tallinn County.
the Rockville Vernon Metroplex. I like it.
I like that. You know, let's go to the big city. All right, Vernon's just around the corner. Come on now. That's a good play. It's wonderful. The you know, your schools are really good, from what I understand. Your test scores are fine. There's Rockville High School, Vernon Center Middle School. You have a couple of elementary schools. Any issues you're facing? As you know, education becomes expensive. There are also some things that the state's put in place where you have to spend the same amount of money, even though you may have fewer students. How's the population going as far as student enrollment?
Well, we're like the rest of the state. It's dropping off, but we have a pretty unique relationship with the schools. Whereas, you know, everybody keeps talking about, you know, we need to work together. And we're starting to combine different things between the school and the town. So, you know, we have shared services within our own town, and we keep expanding that. anything to save money, especially for the taxpayers.
Oh, yeah.
Our schools, our infrastructure in our schools is getting better every single year.
Okay.
So we're doing really well.
The another question I'd have is the whole idea of, do you guys have, I've been paying attention to this, we all have, Joe and I both have, and that's the crumbling foundation issue. Did any people in your town get hit by that?
Yeah, we have a considerable amount of people that have been hit, and it's a major problem, and every year it's going to get worse. So this is one of the priorities that we've been keeping an eye on and working with. So we have two large condo complexes and hundreds of homes.
Really? That
many? Wow.
Yes.
It's been in the news lately because everybody asked the candidates for governor about that. What kind of cooperation do you get, not just with the state government, but with federal, with the insurance companies? Is it the type of problem where there's not enough information out there on it, even though it's gotten a lot more publicity recently?
Well, I think the information's out there. We have a couple of groups that are really pushing for it. The more we learn, the worse it seems to be getting, because this isn't going to get better. This is a problem we're going to face for 20 years. And I'd love to say it's just a town or a state problem, but it is a federal problem too.
It really is,
especially with the potential of 35,000 homes.
Well, Mayor, let me ask you this. Okay, so you have revaluation every once in a while. So let's say you have a crumbling foundation. Does that then lower the assessed value of a particular home, therefore, lowering the amount of taxes you get off the property tax?
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on. So, the value of these homes just goes away the worse these foundations get. You can't sell the house. No, I mean, nobody wants to buy it.
There's, no.
The only way to fix it is by lifting that house up.
Oh, I know.
And then lowering the house back down.
Well, if you're in the house lifting business, it's probably a good time for
What's
you.
What's the next big thing coming up in your town, Mayor?
What is the next big thing? You know what? We have big things going on all the time.
Oh, good answer.
Oh, Chamber of Commerce. Here we go.
We're always shaking and moving here.
All right. Well, Mayor Michael, rather, Mayor Daniel Champagne and Town Administrator Michael Percaro, part of our Mayor Monday, brought to you by Bertero Subaru. Thanks for coming on, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great one, guys. Yeah. I didn't know they had the foundation problem, too, but obviously they did.
Yeah.
More than I thought.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.